Mark chapter number 5, let's stand together, and I'm going to be in this all day long, at least all day today, and even this morning I'm going to have a little mercy on you. Amen. The times are getting away from us, and so we'll hit a lick on this and we'll cut her off, and then we'll pick it back up this evening. The Bible said, I love this text. I love this story. It's more than a story. When I say story, I mean this is his story, history. Amen. This account that takes place in the life of the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, and they come over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. When he's come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, notice that, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. I love verse number 6, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. Forthwith, Jesus gave them leave. The unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There's a parenthetical statement. The Bible said they were about 2,000. That is 2,000 swine, hogs, amen, 2,000 of them. The Bible said, and were choked in the sea. They that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. They went out to see what it was that was done. They come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Amen. What a sight that must have been. The Bible said when they saw it, they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord had done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. He departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. One more verse, verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. You can be seated this morning. Heavenly Father, we come before you thankful for your love, for your compassion. Lord, as we just read in the life and the story of this man, Lord, as you told him when all was said and done and his life was changed, you, Lord, instructed him to go and tell people, Lord, what great things the Lord had done for him and how that you had had compassion upon him. And so, Lord, today we acknowledge the great things and the compassion of the Lord in our own life, Lord, and we say thank you. Lord, today as we preach the story of this man, Lord, may, Lord, our story shine through. And Lord, may we be able to all bear witness with the great things that God has done for us. Lord, the powers that have been broken and the powers that we have been brought under. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, that you would magnify, Lord, the good grace of God that is, Lord, the gospel message, Lord, that is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, today, all that you do, Lord, in this place, we'll be careful to thank you and bless you for it. Lord, we're mindful today of sinners that are in this place, those that have yet to be saved. Lord, those that have yet to be brought to a place where they have said, I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Lord, as we'll see, Lord, in the message this morning, Lord, the contrasting paths that men can take in life, and Lord, the differences, Lord, that are brought into their life by the different choices they make about the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that, Lord, the Word of God would be the power today that would stir them to make that choice to be saved. Lord, all that you do, Lord, again in this place, we'll give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I love this story. It's one I preach from many times, several different messages, not necessarily here, but in revival meetings and camp meetings. It is a story that I think illustrates greatly the matter of powers, and in particular the power of Christ over any kind of situation. And we understand in the life of the Lord, early on, even in Mark chapter number 1, we find that he has power over unclean spirits. As he set the man in the synagogue there in Capernaum, he set him free from the unclean spirit. And in fact, that was not an uncommon sight in that day, that is to see men who had been or become possessed with devils. We don't talk a lot about that in these days. I believe there's probably more of that going on than we realize or want to talk about. And I would say that in many ways, in regard to church and Christianity and religion in America, we probably do well to leave it alone. We're not spiritual enough to handle it. There's a man in the book of Acts thought he was going to dabble in it and take some devils on, and them seven sons of Sceva wind up, running away, their tail tucked between their legs and their clothes ripped up, dabbling in these things that the Lord Jesus, had absolute authority and control over. And we find that in Mark chapter number 5. So demon possession and men being possessed and controlled by what the Bible references here and in many places is unclean spirits. This man who had a thousand or many, that is, a legion, of devils within him. You'll find that Mark gives this account, Luke gives the account as well as Matthew. There are some differences in the accounts, and yet there are no conflicts, and there are no errors in each of the records that are given. In fact, if you will bring them together, it paints a wonderful picture of some great things that are going on in this text. And what I'm focused in on, I'm going to preach this a different way than I ever have. I have preached on the fact that in the past that the Bible said, neither could any man tame him. And the fact of the matter is, this man had issues in his life. Others were aware of the issues going on in his life. They had tried to involve themselves in the issues that this man had. And they would try to bind him. They would try to run him through their programs. They would try to, by their own power, overcome the power that this man was being dominated by. Amen. But the Bible said, neither could any man tame him. None of their programs worked. None of their insights worked. Nothing. Amen. About whatever old wives' tales that they had heard. If we'll just do this, Amen. Then that will bring a new result. Amen. The Holy Spirit said nothing men done to try to help this man and tame him and quiet him and still him and bring him into a state of peace. No man could do that for him. But I like what the Bible said. But when he saw Jesus, amen, in verse number 6, and I have preached in the past, I thought about preaching in this way to you again. On our study through the Gospel of Mark, I know a man who can. Amen. When other men couldn't, there's a man showed up one day in this boy's life. Amen. There's a man that my friend sailed across the Sea of Galilee and landed. Amen. On the banks of the region of Gadara. Amen. That absolutely had the ability and could and would and indeed did bring this man the miracle, amen, that he needed. I know a man who can. When Dr. Phil can't, Jesus can. Amen. When medicine and programs and shots had, amen, and old wives' tales, my friend can't. Amen. Bring these things to pass. Jesus is well able. And what men had tried to do for years and years and days on it. Amen. And left this boy in worse shape than, amen, he was when they got involved. Jesus in just a few verses. Amen. Jesus in just a moment of time was able, amen, to change this man's life for time and eternity. I'm glad today to a world reeling in sin and a world reeling, my friend, under the domain and the control and are living under the power of the what? Amen, that Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. Amen, I'm glad to report and be able to preach today. Amen, I know a man, I know a Savior in glory. Amen. I know the one man, the Bible said there's one, one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, I know a man who can. Amen. He can set them free from dope and hopelessness. Amen. He can set them free from the bottle and from fornication. Amen. He can set them free from the demons in their past. Amen. He can set them free from their sodomy and homosexuality. Amen. He can set them free from a dirty heart and a dirty mind. Amen. I know a man who can do that. Amen. I'm about to start preaching on it this morning. Amen. I know a man who can. You say, how do you know a man who can? Amen. Because that man done it for me 26 years ago. Amen. I found out he's the one my soul had been longing for. Amen. It was his power and the power of his gospel. Amen. That I needed in my life to change my life. Amen. When daddy couldn't whip it out of me and mama couldn't talk it out of me. Amen. I'm glad I met a man who could and a man who did. I have been changed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I didn't mean to get carried away right there, but I know a man who can. Amen. I know a man who can. Amen. And what a message that, amen, just that thought is out of this text. But I want to look at this text this morning. I find there are four powers that are at play and that are working throughout verses 1 through 21. And I really don't even know how to title the message this morning. I thought about maybe preaching on whose power are you under. And I think probably that is maybe the title as we just give it to you. Amen. But there are four powers that are dominating the text that is before us that we want to preach on throughout this Lord's Day. And I'll give you as best I can the first two. And that's the main two, and then we'll preach on the last two tonight. Amen. And so let's consider whose power are you under. Amen. In the text this morning, I see number one, the ravaging power of the legion. The ravaging power of the legion. And in this we find No doubt the power of Satan that is at work. Our forces of darkness, as we began to read this text and make our way through it, there are forces of hell and of darkness and are definitely at work in the country of Gadara. And not only in Gadara 2,000 years ago, but are at work and are at play and are dominating the society in which we live this morning. Hey man, what is it? It is the ravaging power of the legion. You say, preacher, do you believe in devils and spirits and demons and unclean spirits? Do you believe in all of that? My friend, I'm a Bible believer, and as a Bible believer in Old and New Testament, amen, we are told and we are told and we're given illustration, amen, of the fact that these powers do, my friend, exist. In fact, as the Church of the Living God, as individual believers, we wrestle not, Paul said, against flesh and blood. Amen, but we are wrestling and we are in a spiritual warfare. Amen, against powers and principalities. Amen, things that, my friend, are invisible to the human eye and yet are very, my friends, real and in reality. Amen, in the spiritual dimension. And sometimes the effects in that spiritual dimension begin to show themselves. Amen, as they did in this particular setting, in this particular scene of this one that Christ is going to encounter. In fact, I'll go ahead and tell you, there's not just one. Matthew says there are two, and I will make a point of that if the Lord be our helper in the end of the message or as we end. Amen, the part of the message that we want to today. Amen, but there were evidences in this fellow's life. Amen, that he had been brought under the ravaging power of the legion. Amen, as Christ appears, this man runs. Amen, it's not the man speaking, but it is the demons inside of the man that take control of the vocal cords of this man and begin to speak directly to Christ, the Son of God. Amen, they began to adjure thee by God. They said, I adjure thee by God, that thou torment me not. Amen, Christ had commanded them in his very presence to come out of the man. And now the devils engage in conversation through the vessel of this man's body and this man's tongue and this man's lips. Amen. They're engaged in dialogue with the Son of God. Amen. Christ said, what is thy name? I don't believe Christ asked that because he wasn't aware. He knew who he is speaking to. And I think it is for our own benefit. Amen. And the demons answer in one voice, my name is Legion, for we are many. This man didn't have what? This man did not have a handful. Amen. This man had upwards, some suspect, amen, that through the idea of a legion, that this man could have had, amen, 1,000 or more demonic spirits living inside of this man. Amen. And what I want to point out this morning, amen, is that the devil had not treated this soul well. Amen. The power that had gripped this man's life, it was not for his benefit. It was not, my friend, to propel him into a life of ease and into a life of comfort and into a life whereby, amen, many benefits would be bestowed upon him. Amen. Oh no, the ravaging power of the legion was for the destruction of this man's life and ultimately, amen, the eternal destruction of his soul. Now, what I want to say today when it comes to the ravaging powers of darkness and of Satan or of the legion today, Hey man, this world is so confused that they don't understand that the devil's a thief, cometh for but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Hey man, he wants to have his power executed in your life. Hey man, and he does this, and he seeks every means in every way, thereby he might gain access unto you and I. Now, the fact of the matter is, we're born into sin, and we're born as children of disobedience. Ephesians chapter number 2, and in verse number 1, and verse number 2, and even verse number 3. Amen. Then we all, my friend, are under the power of the prince of the air. Amen. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And so, my friend, we were born sinners. We were born sons and daughters, amen, of disobedience. And that is evidence of the power of darkness, and the king of disobedience has his grip upon our life. Amen. And he uses that rebellion, and he uses, amen, that force and that power and his influence in our life, amen, to bring about destruction, amen, of our life, and again, ultimately, of an individual's eternal soul. Amen. The devil, I guess what I'm saying today, the devil ain't your friend. Amen. The devil ain't out for your good. Amen. The devil wants to destroy you. Amen. He's going to do all he can to deceive you and lead you astray. Amen. Carry you down a path whereby, amen, he just gains more and more power and access into your life, so then ultimately in the end, he can claim your soul, drag into hell, and you'll be eternally damned from the presence of God forever and forever. That is what Legion is trying to do in this text. There is a ravaging power in the Legion. Amen. You see the devil today. Amen. He's not that just that bad side of your conscience. Amen. He's not the little red angel on your shoulder with, amen, little horns and a pitchfork trying, amen, to prod you to do a little something bad and to tell a little lie here and there along the way. Oh no, friend. He is the absolute epitome of the evil that, amen, he is the pinnacle of all, amen, that is hatred against God, amen, all that is vile and all that is perverse and all that is insanity and abomination in the sight of God, amen, the devil, the legion, the unclean spirit, amen, they want to drag you down that sinful road, amen. My friend, they are succeeding in the culture in which we live today. Amen. Amen. Sin is at an all-time high. Amen. The ravaging power, the legion. Amen. It is everywhere. Lives are being destroyed. Amen. Even the mutilation of bodies. And all that is going on in our day, and the weeping and the crying, and the hopelessness and the pain. Amen. It is evidence we are living in a culture where legion is alive and well and working and succeeding. Amen. Amen. Hollywood glorifies it in their movies. Amen. Amen. The movies they put out about demonism and, amen, exorcism. You better get your doctrine that, amen, understand what all that's about out of the Bible, not out of what some reprobate says. Amen. Amen. All the movies of vile and violence and gore and, amen, ripping people open. And, amen, that is entertaining this society. They find an entertaining quality about that. Amen. How in the world can you be entertained, amen, by something that is so vile and so wicked? I'm going to tell you how. That is the influence of Legion upon this society. We're opening up, oh boy, I don't mean to get all bogged down in this, but we're opening up gateways, my friend. Amen, have literally opened the gateways of hell. Amen, in giving them access to our soul and our spirit and our minds and our heart. And we wonder why there's no interest in the things of God and the things, my friend, of the gospel and things that, my friend, have a benefit and a blessing there. Amen. It's because of the ravaging power of the legion.
Amen.
Amen. You better be careful what you open your life up to.
Amen.
Amen. You was born already in bondage, but I'm telling you, amen, we're living in a day, buddy, day. Amen, and it breaks my heart, and we got to cry out, and we got to preach against it. Amen, and sometimes people say, well, you're mad. You better believe I'm mad. Amen, I'm mad at the devil. I'm mad at hell. I'm mad at my friend, what sin is doing to my generation. Amen, dragging them down and deceiving them and putting them under a ravaging power. And if Christ don't meet them where they are, they have no eternal hope to their soul.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We ought to be mad about it. Amen. I'm just going to be honest. It's starting to tick me off, the things they're telling this generation. And I know what it is. They'll stand, they'll cry, science ain't got a lick of science. Are y'all listening? They ain't got a lick of science. Amen. They ain't got 1 ounce of science. Amen. Well, it ain't science, it is determinate. Amen. This ravaging power of the legion, it ain't being done by science, it's being done by spirits.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I say in this text, we see, amen, the way in which the ravaging power of the legion is exercised in this man's life. Amen. May I say, number one, amen, Satan had tripped him. Somewhere along the way, he got tripped by Satan. Somewhere, listen, a man doesn't go from being born into this world, amen, a baby and in innocence, and yes, with a sin nature, but amen, he doesn't go just from that, amen, to living in tombs, running around naked and shackled, amen, in the shape this man got here. Amen, somewhere along the way, amen, there was something introduced, there was something brought into his life, amen, there's something offered to him whereby, amen, the man did not account for, amen, maybe his teaching, his upbringing, the warnings he had been given. Amen, leave the bottle alone, leave the drugs alone, leave sin alone. Amen. The devil came by and offered him something. Amen. And this man wound up in the clutches and the ravaging power of the legion. Amen. Because Satan tripped him. Amen. There is a devil out to find some kind of vice to attach to your life. Are you listening? You better be aware of that. Amen. For some of you, amen, he'll use the same thing he used, amen, on your mamas and daddies and grandparents. Amen. He'll come back because those things, amen, seem to work in family lines. Amen. He just uses the same trips. Amen. It can be a bottle. It can be, amen, again, it can be dope. It can be fornication. It can be pornography. Amen. Maybe it'll be a boy or a girl. Amen. Someone in your life, and he'll use to trip you to bring you under the ravaging power of himself.
Right.
He tripped him. I don't know what it was, but I know, amen, that this man evidently made a step whereby, amen, he was tripped and began to fall prey to some things that, amen, not only led to him being tripped, amen, but he was gripped by the power of Satan. The Bible said of this man, and when he was come out of the ship, that's Christ, immediately there met him out in the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Are y'all listening? I'm talking about he not only was tripped, amen, but he was gripped. Amen. Satan found his clutches in this man. Amen. He sent 1,000 unclean spirits or more. Amen. A legion into this man. Amen. To grip him and to keep him bound. Amen. This man couldn't stop if he wanted to stop. Amen. And I understand some doctrines we got to be careful and preach at. Amen. And this man had become so ravaged under the power of the legion, he couldn't stop if he wanted to stop. Amen. Nobody else could break what was going on in his life. Why? Because he began to be gripped by Satan.
Yeah. Right.
You're of your father the devil, Jesus said, and the works of your father ye will do.
Right.
Are y'all listening? Satan's design and the legion's design, amen, is to gain such an access and exercise such a power, amen, whereby they not only trip the soul, amen, and trip the life when they get a grip. Amen. Satan had tripped him and Satan had gripped him. Amen. And then Satan had stripped him. The Bible said, now it's not as clear in Mark 5. Amen. It's indicated later on in the text after the miracle has taken place and the people come to see this thing that has been done. They noted, Brother Jack, amen, that he was sitting and that he was clothed. Now in Luke's account, in the introduction of this man, Luke just plainly said the man wore no clothes. He wore no clothes. Satan had stripped him. And the idea there, and I want to be kind of careful about how much further I go into this, but, amen, the indication there is there was a perversion that was going on. This man was, he was living a perverted life. It was evidenced by the fact that he wore less and less and less clothes as time went on until he was absolutely naked.
Amen. Right.
If that ain't our generation, I'll eat you dirty socks today. They pride themselves in their nakedness. Amen. Let me just say a word about these fat women wearing these ripped up blue jeans look like a can of busted biscuits. That ain't of God. That's come from a place of evil. Are you listening to me? Amen. That has come from a place of darkness. Amen. I'm afraid. You've got so used to it. We've gotten used to sin and we've gotten used to, that's just the style. Oh no, friend. The Bible said of this man and the ravaging power of the legion that was on him. There was something in his heart. He didn't want to wear clothing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. One preacher said, amen, he's a preaching on it and said, amen, when he was a preaching, he said, if you don't wear clothes on, you're crazy. That's what this story teaches you. And somebody said, well, I don't run around naked. I just run around half naked. He said, well, you're half crazy then.
Amen.
Somebody help me preach.
Amen.
Amen. You're half crazy then. Amen. Can I tell you, amen, that Satan stripped him in a physical way. He stripped him down. He's brought him into a place where, amen, the Bible said when man fell that his eyes were open and he knew that he was naked. And you know in that state, that first state, that first sight of realizing his eyes being open that he was naked, amen, he had some shame about running around naked. He had a desire in that moment of time. I've got to clothe this. I got to find. And he didn't even do an adequate job, but he understood there's something shameful about being seen like this. Ain't no shame in our day anymore. Amen. There's very little left to the imagination. Amen. Bunch of yoga pants. Y'all look on up in here, bunch of yoga pant wearing.
Amen.
Amen, walking around. Amen, all you're doing is throwing some manufactured skin over your skin.
Amen.
Amen. That, you didn't get that from glory. You didn't get approval for that from God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I feel some preach coming on. You say, well, what's the big deal? The big deal is, and I know what some of you are thinking, it ain't that big a deal. It's only clothes. It is destroying the minds of an entire generation.
Amen.
I don't preach, y'all know I don't preach like this often, but I don't know what gunpowder got in me today. Amen. But we're in a mess and I'm watching a generation. Amen. It's preachers have been preaching it and warning about it. And even in the walls of the church, there's this attitude like, it ain't no big deal and ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do. You know where that spirit comes from.
Amen.
That spirit you have, that didn't come from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This got to the place, it's so out of control. Amen. We're never going to get all the worms back in the box. Are you listening? They're so confused. Their minds are so warped. Their conscience is so seared. Amen. And we owe it to some generations gone by. Amen. They let them bow down and drop the standard and didn't fight against the powers that have sought to take the lives of our young people.
Amen.
Amen. Me and Miss Kate, y'all gonna get mad now. Amen. It'll do you good get mad every now and then. Your blood pressure's got to come up.
Amen.
Me and Miss Kate was out yesterday, was it not, out at the mall? And I'm talking about Knoxville, Tennessee. I ain't talking about Los Angeles, California. Walking in the mall in Knoxville, Tennessee, and seen a man wearing a skirt, proud as he could wear it.
Amen.
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 Y'all, you know.
Amen.
You know that ain't right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Walking around. I got watching all that was going on, men and women half dressed. I'm talking about in wintertime, half dressed. Walking around stripped of not just their clothing, but stripped of their conscience.
Yes,
stripped of their decency.
Amen.
Stripped of their shame.
I see it every day.
No,
we're walking by and they got all these, I got to be careful. Amen. They got all these people you walk by and Benny, they want to jump in your face and they want to offer you something. Come here, let me show you. And this little effeminate looking dude jumped out in front of me. We're walking back. Amen. Saying, come here and try this hand scrub. Hand scrub? I looked at my wife. I said, what about me? What about my appearance makes him think I want anything to do with hand scrub?
Amen.
Come on now. I'm telling you, we're so messed up. We've got a generation that has been stripped and being stripped everything that is right. Amen. Some of you young folk, I'm being preacher now. Some of you young folk, you can get mad at me all you want, but I'm telling you the truth. Amen. The devil does not want you knowing what is right. He doesn't want you living a moral life. He doesn't want men looking like men and women looking like women. Amen. He'll do all he can to strip you. He'll do all he can to strip that out of you.
Amen.
He not only tripped him and gripped him and stripped him, but then he ripped him. The Bible said, listen, amen, the Bible said here, notice, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains. And the Bible said, verse number 5, and always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones.
Amen.
Self-mutilation.
Right.
Everybody look up here. I want everybody to look here and you go on record and Amen. Sister Jennifer, we might need to clip this part out and do a whole little thing and put it out there for the whole world to see. This transgender movement is nothing more than the mutilation of our young people. They are mutilating their bodies. They are ripped. That is exactly right. It is child abuse to promote that. It is demonic. Amen. Demonic to accept that as that being okay. The Bible said of the legion, when the legion had his work done in this man's life, this man was left ripping himself, amen, with stones. He is cutting himself, amen. He is so torn up and in turmoil and disarray, he just weeps night and day cutting himself.
Amen.
Self-mutilation, suicides at an all-time high.
Right.
What is that? Well, you know, it's because people are not accepted for who they are.
Wrong.
That is not the problem. The problem is there is a spiritual war and a spiritual power that is at play and is draining people from even a desire to live. That power is at work today. And that power is at work, my friend, all around us. Said, amen, in every sinner's life to some degree. I hope it ain't to this degree as is in this man's life. Amen, but the ravaging power of the legion. Amen, I have watched Satan and see it. Amen, take strapping young boys. Amen, who had potential and had. Amen, had abilities. Said, amen, because they got hooked on something and tripped and gripped. It wasn't long till they were ripped and stripped, amen, of their strength and their potential. And today, in our own county, are you listening? There are full-grown men walking up and down our roads and standing on corners with signs and are begging for a morsel to make it for a day. That 10, 15, 20 years ago, they were full of potential and strength and vibrancy. But legion got its ravaging power in their life.
Amen.
There are women who walk these roads and streets and stand on corners. When you look at them, and I'm not being mean, and I'm not trying to be condescending, I'm not trying to be a jerk. But when you look at them, there is an ugliness. And it's not just the outward, it's just something. You just see a life that has just been beat down. Some of them same women, if you could see them 10 and 15 years ago, were full of life and joy and beauty on the outside and had a spirit about them that, my friend, they could have gone a long ways and been productive in society and been blessed in their life. How is it they've got where they've got today? It's the ravaging power of the legion that everybody thinks it'll never happen to me until it happens to them.
That's right.
I can control it. I won't go that far. I'll stop it when it gets too much. You don't understand the power that you're trying to play around with is greater than any power you have in and of yourself. This boy is hopeless. He has no peace. Boy, I gotta quit. I'm already over my time that I wanted to preach to. But, amen, I'm telling you, there is a power in play. Whose power are you under? Are you under the power and ravaging power of the legion? Amen, as so many are in our day. Oh, maybe it hadn't manifested in all these ways. Amen, maybe some way you would justify to say, it ain't in my life to that degree. I don't care what degree. I don't care to what degree. Amen. You ought to be wise to say, amen, who is calling the shots in my life? Amen. Who is the one that I am under the influence of? Recognize the ravaging power of the legion. Everybody okay? I said, boy, my blood pressure's up. Well, somebody's got a pill for that.
Amen.
Mine's up right now, too. We're going to have a high blood pressure party when this thing's over. Amen. Can I just mention number two? We'll pick up here tonight. Let me preach for about 4 minutes on the redeeming power of the Lord.
Amen.
I don't know how long this boy has been tripped. I don't know how long it's been since he was tripped. How long he's been gripped and stripped and ripped. Amen. Of these things that are in his life. I don't know how long. Evidently it had been a while. Indication is, Brother A.L., that they had tried not just one time, but the Bible said they had bound him oftentimes with fetters and with chains.
Amen.
The indication is this has gone on for an extended period of time, in fact, so long that they said, well, we've tried everything we know to try. We've sent everybody by that we can send by. And we've tried to preach it out of him. We've tried to pray it out of him. Amen. We've tried to befriend him. That didn't work. We've tried to scold him. That didn't work. Why? Because there was a power at play in this man's life that only a greater power was going to be able to handle. In our text, we see the redeeming power of the Lord. My friend, somebody said there ain't no hope for that boy, but the Lord showed up. Somebody said he done gone too far, but the Lord showed up. Somebody said the devil's done drug him down too low, but the Lord had done shown up. Amen, I'm glad. Amen, that when hell and the legion and the devil had, amen, ravaged this man and stole from him and ripped from him, amen, all the purposes of God out of his life, amen, that there was one that came from God, amen, who was God in the flesh. And when the synagogue couldn't help this boy and his doctor could not help him, and the prison system couldn't keep him contained, amen, I'm glad Jesus came to where he was. And Jesus said, when all was said and done, you tell everybody what great things that the Lord has done for you, and tell them that I had compassion upon you.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad today there is hope for our generation. Amen. There are days I'm about out of my mind. There are days I'm about ready to beat the radio out of my dashboard. Amen. Because of how bad it is and ravaged my generation has become. Amen. But then I'm reminded, amen, there is a Savior in glory. There is one who still opens the blinded eyes. There is one that still restores life to those that are half dead. There is still one who can break the shackles and the chains and the fetters and set men free. Amen. There is still a greater power than that that Legion possesses. The Lord has redeeming power. Redeeming power. He can buy even a lunatic in Gadara. Buy him out of all that the devil has done to his life. When God gets done with him, you won't see what you saw 5 minutes before. Amen. Christ's redeeming power. Amen. In this, I see that Christ came to him.
Amen.
You remember in the previous text, the Lord had been dealing with the multitude and trying to get multitudes saved. Oh, Brother Tim, this blesses my heart. He had been preaching to a great multitude. When he got done in that day, he said, boys, get in the boat, send the crowd away. We got to go the other side. And on the other side, there wasn't a multitude. There was one little maniac. Amen. You say the Lord's not just interested in the multitudes. There's a bunch of cheap evangelists running around in our day. Amen. If they ain't preaching the multitudes and they're not interested, if multitudes are not getting saved, they don't brag on anything. Amen. But can I say our Savior, He's interested in the individual. He was interested in the what? Amen. He knows the ravaging power that man was under, and He knows the redeeming power He has to offer and change that man's life. Amen. And He's going to come to where He is.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't you glad He came to you one day? Amen. Think about where your life would have been. Think about how much more ravaged your life would have been had the Lord not come when He came. Amen. Somebody said, well, it's too late for that boy. Amen. It ain't. Amen. So long as he's still breathing God's air. So long as he's still crying out. Amen. So long as a tear can still run off his cheek. Amen. The Lord has heard that. And the Lord has compassion on that. And His redeeming power is seen in that He came to where this man was. Amen. Christ came. Amen. Christ's redeeming power came to the lunatic. Christ's redeeming power. I'll maybe preach on this tonight, but His power conquered the lunatic.
Amen.
This man needs somebody who can deal with legion.
Amen.
He came, his parents came, and his doctor came, and his priest came, and amen, he needs somebody, amen, that can tell the legion where they need to go.
Amen.
Christ's redeeming power conquered that lunatic that day. I would ask you today, whose power are you under? Have you ever been conquered?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm not preaching this cheap gospel. That goes around in our day, says, you know, just say this little prayer and believe this and that and everything will be okay. No, I'm talking about has Christ ever come by and His redeeming power conquered you?
Amen. Amen.
Oh, yes.
That's good. Hallelujah.
Christ's redeeming power changed the lunatic. When Jesus got done with him, this man didn't look the same. He didn't act the same. He didn't talk the same. He was changed in every direction. He ain't having his dwelling among the tombs. He now has his seat in the very presence of life itself. Oh, hallelujah. He ain't no longer running around naked and stripped. The Bible said when they saw him, he had clothes on. Amen. There's been a restoration of things the devil had ripped and stripped him of. Amen. Jesus is now, you say, who put them clothes on him? I think Jesus put them clothes on him.
Amen.
You can say what you want. I think Jesus clothed him. You know what Jesus did when he saved me? He clothed me in his righteousness, in his glory. Amen. Clothed me in himself. Amen. He was changed, and I'm glad I was changed. Amen. The Bible said when they saw him, there was even something about the way he thought. They said, this is a man in his right mind. You let me get around somebody who claims they're saved. Amen. It won't always show in the way they look on the outside.
Right.
But you just get around and start listening to how they think about things.
That's right.
Are y'all listening? Did you just hear what the preacher man said?
Amen.
You just start listening to how they think about things. Because they said, this man don't think how he used to think.
Hallelujah.
You won't think the same way you used to about sin.
Amen.
You won't think the same way you did about things at one time pleased you.
Right.
Amen. Be a change of mind. A mind made right. Amen. By the Spirit of God gifting and granting repentance to that mind. That man saying, I will gladly take that. I had a right mind. Now here's how I want to end this morning. I'm over. I went over the first time limit and I went over the second time limit. Y'all do know them time limits don't mean anything. They're just things we aim at. Amen. I'm not a very good shot. Amen. A goal. That's right, Mike. Matthew's account, Brother Tim, the Bible said there were two men. Matthew chapter number 8, I think verse number 23. You'll find there's not one man, there's two men in this encounter. Y'all ever seen that before? And that's where the liberals, they'll jump up and they'll go, contradiction! There's a contradiction. It's no contradiction. There were two men. There were two men who was in the same ravaging power of a legion of unclean spirits. Christ in His redeeming power came to both. Evidently, the man in Mark 5 said, yes, I'm not just looking for a religious band-aid for my sin-sick dying soul. I need Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus. Mark is focusing and Luke focuses in upon the man in whom the redemptive power of the Lord had been experienced and changed his life. Amen. So what happened to the other man? You tell me. I do know that Jesus said that you better be careful about taking a man who has a spirit and him just cleaning his house and shoving the spirit out, cleaning it up for a little while, and then what happens in the end, Jesus said that spirit will then bring seven more back. And Jesus, what Jesus was teaching, y'all have heard me preach on this, Jesus was teaching the fact it's not just about getting things out, it's about the Lord residing on the inside.
Amen.
See, religion is just another empty way to live your life. I can't prove this from the Word of God other than through the teaching of Christ. I believe the second man, them swine, was cast in, the spirits were cast in the herd of swine, and that man for a brief moment was like, man, I'm not under that anymore. Whew, thank God, this feels good. But when it came time to accept Christ and believe on Christ and follow Christ, he was not one whit interested. Thus, Mark didn't even pay him any mind. And if the teachings of Christ about being careful of sweeping and cleaning your house for a moment for a feel good, but not replacing that, amen, that is evil and wicked with that which is good, which is the Lord, lest that spirit comes back and brings even more to reside in there. Could be this second man rejected the redemptive power of the Lord. And in days to come, wound up in even worse shape.
Amen.
So that don't happen. I see it happen all the time.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I see people play games with religion and professions and church. And to clean up a little bit of enough of the outside to feel good. And all it is, Brother Mike, all it is a religious band-aid.
I don't know.
Over a demon-powered, demonically influenced life. Well, I feel a little bit better because I got my Paw Patrol band-aid on my soul.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening?
Good preaching, brother. Amen.
You better be careful rejecting the redemptive power of the Lord. Amen.